You know, we always want to make sense out of things. We always want to rationalize everything. But faith does the irrational thing. It may not make sense, but obedience to the word of God, and God will bless that. Faith stands up against the Goliath. That's not a rational thing. That's irrational. Faith steps out of a boat and walks on water, my friend. It's a miracle. You want to experience God? Then trust Him by faith.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so delighted to have you join us today on Truth and Fact, and isn't the Lord good? Amen. I love His Word, and I pray that His Word would speak to your heart. We are in 1 Kings chapter 17, and we're dealing with the incredible story of how God provided for Elijah and a widow woman. And if God provided for them, then God can provide for us. Verse 13, the man of God, Elijah, said this, "Do not fear, go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and for your son." Elijah said, "Do not fear," but yet many times that's the first thing that we do. We're afraid to put our trust in God, but you can never go wrong by putting your hope in the Lord. You can never go wrong by trusting God. What was Elijah saying? He's saying, do not fear. Don't be afraid to put your trust in God. Don't be afraid to depend upon the Lord. Don't be afraid to lean on God, the God of Israel. As the scripture clearly says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. That's it, my friend. I can't say it any clearer than that. That is it. Trust God. He will go before you. He will cut the path for you. It's so simple, yet so profound. So basic, yet so powerful. Don't lean on your own wisdom or intellect, but start trusting God. Somebody needs to hear this right now. Believe God. Believe His Word. Trust His Word. Have faith in the Lord. Stand upon the Word. Only believe. It's not difficult. It's not hard. Start trusting Him today. You see, we limit what God can do in our lives when we try to reason with our own intellect. We try to make sense out of it. We try to rationalize the situation. We want to do the rational thing, you know. Well, my friend, can I say this? Faith does the irrational thing. That's right. I want to say it again. Faith does the irrational thing. You see, what does faith do? Well, faith stands up against a Goliath. Faith steps out of the boat and walks on water. Faith stays on the ship that's sinking because God said to stay put. Faith fights the Midianites with just 300 men instead of 32,000. Faith builds an ark. Faith catches a fish to pay the taxes. Faith stands still and sees the salvation of the Lord. You see, the church could use a little dose of fresh faith today. We can be so religious it can choke a mule, just like the Pharisees and the Sadducees in Jesus' day. That spirit is still around today. There Jesus stood right before them, but they refused to believe. The Son of God was right in front of them, but they refused to listen. And they received no miracles and no blessings from God. We need a fresh dose of faith. Faith that believes. Faith that asks. Faith that seeks. Faith that knocks. That prays. That praises. Faith that is backed up with action, my friend. Folks, can I say this today? The devil is trying to wear us saints out. He doesn't want us to believe. He doesn't want us to put our faith in God. He wants to dull our spiritual senses. He wants to rock us to sleep. And I'd have to say that he's doing a pretty good job at it these days. But Elijah said, "But make me a small cake from it first, not second, first, and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son." Notice that. He said first. It has to be this way because God won't take the back seat to anyone, not even yourself. God must always have the preeminence. I want to ask you a question. Are you putting God first in your life? Or are you putting God in the back seat? My friend, if you want God to provide, if you want God to touch, if you want God to meet the need, I would say this. We must put Him first.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.